Walk the dogs, school drop-off, meetings from 10 to 3, take kids to soccer, then no time left for a jog.
When everyone else is relying on you, it's easy to put your needs last. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online, so you can show up for yourself the way you do for others. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
It's time to talk about Felix, the pet insurance brand made just for cats. Starting at under $1 a day, you can get whisker to tail protection with a plan as unique as your cat. Sorry, dogs. This customizable coverage is exclusively for feline friends. Learn more at felixcatinsurance.com. That's felixcatinsurance.com. Get it? Meow.
Insurance is underwritten by Independence American Insurance Company and produced by Independence Pet Group. Pre-existing conditions are not covered. Visit felixcatinsurance.com/terms for all terms and limitations.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Shout outs to all my folks listening to me live here from Atlanta, Georgia. That's where I'm broadcasting from. We got people listening all over the country, all over North America. So that means Toronto, it means Las Vegas, Honolulu, Tallahassee, Miami, Boston. What's up, WEEI? We got people listening all over the place. I'm not going to name the cities. Just pick one. Anyway, I'm only going to be here with you for one more hour. I've been here for 3 hours already. 3 + 1 = 4. And as Shep let me know, I've been here for 4 damn years. What? How? Shep, stop the music. How? How I've been here 4 years? How?
There's a lot of reasons that you've been here for 4 years, I think.
No answer. How I've been here for 4 years already?
But there's a multitude of reasons. It's not just one simple answer. If I'm being honest with you, like, audiences really respond to you. They resonate with you. You've done something on YouTube that very few people have ever done before. You were able to take that to television. And somebody who we respect very much in Mark Chernoff and David Marinick, they saw greatness in you. They saw something unique that no other person was doing at the time. And they said, we need this human being on our airwaves. And then Spike Eskin and David Marinick have recognized what you've done for 4 years. And let's just put it this way, have not ever micromanaged you. And I think that doesn't wear on you as a result. And this makes that a lot more exciting and fun for you every single night. Plus, I think you got a hell of a fan base that follows you. That's how you've been here for 4 years.
4 years?
Yeah. Does that answer your question?
I thought it was 3 full years. I thought I was moving into year number 4.
Oh, I'm sorry. You weren't looking for why you've been able to last 4 years in terms of how good you are and why that's happened. More so the time frame of it. Well, JR, the way it works is there's 365 days in the
year. When do we get, isn't it 1 year where it's 366?
That's once every 4 years, correct. That's known as a leap year, yes, or a leap day in this instance.
This stuff is stupid. Who came up with that?
I don't know. Probably someone that wanted an extra day of commercial shopping so they could add to their books.
Did a Roman with the Julian calendar come up with that? How did that happen?
I don't know, but I do know this.
And we got to turn the clocks back. Was that last weekend?
That was last weekend because I did 5 hours here. Now, 365 times 4, right, for those mathematicians.
You're gonna talk about how many hours I've been here? Do well, it. Go but, for it.
Well, so it. It's so 1,430, so 365 times 2, right, is 730. 730 times 2 is 1,460. What? So 1,460 days. So you've been here.
You multiplied it by, there's 52 weeks in a year.
Correct. I mean that's
I'm
two,
here
that's
five 208. Days out of a week.
Right. That's 208 weeks. But I'm just talking days because you host 5 days a week, right? So
Saturday I do time too.
Oh no, at WFAN for sure. But nationally speaking, you've hosted for 200 days for 4 years minus 3 months, right? So that's so you have hosted
what?
Here now. So you've almost hosted 800 shows at CBS Sports Radio.
It sounds like I've been shorted.
No, you've hosted 800. Oh, yeah. You know what? You're right. I apologize. What am I doing? Okay, 50, 52. You're right.
Times so five.
Times five is 260. 260 times four is 1,040. So you're
Damn.
Right, JR. So you have. So you probably.
Yeah.
You're coming up on show number 1,000.
Oh, that's light stuff.
That's a lot of. That's a lot of shows.
No,
JR.
No, no. I got more than 2,000 videos on YouTube.
Yeah, but the difference is a show is 4 hours. A video might be 10, 15 minutes sometimes.
I ain't do no 10, 15-minute videos. Videos like 5 minutes, if that.
How long was Sheffield?
Gary Sheffield?
Yeah,
that was the first video ever. That was 8 minutes.
That's it?
Yeah, that's the first video, 8 minutes.
Gotcha.
Damn.
Yeah, 4 years. Hey, let me ask you a question.
What?
How long is JR Sport Brief going to be on the radio? Like, would you say you're still doing this in 2050?
When did Barry Sanders retire?
He was out by the age of 30. But the audience wanted more. He went out too prematurely, JR. Barry Sanders was 30. Well, Barry Sanders was younger than you when he retired. Barry Sanders was 30. He retired in 99, I believe. Oh, it was the year after he rushed for over 2,000.
Who else retired early? There's a guy.
Jim Brown.
Well, the dude with the Pokemon cards. What's that quarterback? The linebacker, Martinez?
Well, Patrick Willis retired early. Very early.
Oh, he did.
Yeah,
no, but Blake Martinez, he retired to scam people out of Pokemon cards.
You're an all-time great. I'm just talking all-time greats right now.
No, I'm going to retire and scam people. And then maybe I have to come back. That sounds like a better deal. That guy left the NFL to steal almost $10 million from people. That sounds like a better deal.
Well, there's a lot
of... I'm going to quit and steal money. That's what I'm going to do.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of quarterbacks that are stealing money because of how lousy they're playing, and they're making a lot more than $10 million a year.
Well, I can't throw a ball. I can't throw a ball.
Well, neither can half the quarterbacks in the NFL right now.
Oh, they do better than me.
Well, that guy in New York cannot do better than you.
Zach Wilson?
Yes.
You're not going to watch Sunday Night Football?
I'm going to watch it because it's disrespectful to our audience to not be able to somehow talk about it on Monday. But let's be honest, JR. Unless we were doing this for a living, no, I would not watch Zach Wilson versus Aiden O'Connell. No.
I got no shame in saying it. I'm going to sit down and watch that game. I'm going to watch it on my couch. And I got no shame in falling asleep. And if my ass falls asleep, of course I'm going to know what happens. I can look it up online. I can watch it. But I ain't got no problem sitting here Monday night going, yeah, I tried to watch the Raiders and Jets and I fell asleep. I got no problem.
The reason I'll watch it is because of Garrett Wilson and Devontae Adams. Because you have two of the best receivers in today's game on opposite sides of the field. That I'll tune in for that. And I'll tune in for Josh Jacobs and I'll also tune in for Breece Hall.
You don't want to see Zach Wilson throw the football?
I think Zach Wilson had an expiration date about a month ago. And the fact that this guy is still playing.
Make him sound like milk.
Well, but he's not. But JR, he's not ready. Like he's not ready. He's a good athlete. He's got a great arm, but he's not ready. He wasn't ready to be the quarterback this year, and it's really shown. And it's reared its ugly head. I wish the guy who was hurt would stop talking every Tuesday, but that's a whole other different story, JR.
Let's listen to Rob. Rob Salah, he had to answer questions about Zach Wilson. People are saying that he needs to be benched. Who the hell is who's the New York Jets backup after him? Who is it? Nobody even knows.
That's a good. Wasn't it? But didn't they sign Simeon? Right, Trevor Simeon.
Oh my God!
Boyle. Tim Boyle.
Pat Boyle. He works here.
No, not Pat Boyle. And he's actually hosting on WFAN at 2 a.m. Eastern Time.
Oh, so, in a few minutes he'll be on here. Huh?
So that he's a good man and he does a good job.
He's walking around preparing for stuff, I guess.
Tim. I think it's Tim Boyle. In all seriousness, is their backup?
All right, whatever. Let's listen to Rob Salah talk about this terrible young quarterback.
To pull a quarterback to spark. Change. It's my opinion, like it's got to be crystal clear that it's him. When you've got everybody with their hand in the cookie jar, it's really hard to justify blaming one human.
Ain't nobody just blaming him. Nobody's doing that. Offensive line sucks. He sucks. Some of the coaching sucks. Antonio Pierce did find the bright spot. For the New York Jets. We know he is now the Raiders head coach. How long that lasts, I have no idea. But this is Antonio Pierce. He found the silver lining somewhere for the team.
Play hard, physical up front, both sides of the football. They're built well with the offensive line. Big, massive gentlemen. On the defensive line, obviously, very skilled, talented, length, mass. I mean, looks good.
Okay, yeah. This is me, immaturity on a Friday night. Yes. Thank you. Thank you, Antonio Pierce, for letting us know about the positives of the New York Jets. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Dragon is calling from Ohio. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR. You know why you're on the air? Because you're a legend, dude. You're what you were talking about yesterday. When they talk about radio hosts, you're in the legend status. And I got to tell you one thing, too, JR. I was putting the phone down when you brought that MMA glove out last night and hit me right in the jaw with it.
What did I say to you?
When you told me yesterday about the Cleveland Browns only have themselves to blame for stinking when they had no right to claim we were 5-1 against Joe Burrow.
Okay.
We shouldn't say anything.
All right. What's that in the background? Was that a truck?
Yeah, I live down by the railroad tracks.
Oh, that's cool. How often does the train go by?
24 hours a day. I hear it all day. Because the deer are on the tracks, and they keep toot the horns to get them off the tracks.
Deer is stupid. They will stare at you and then expect to get hit.
Yeah, and one thing, JR, about the sour grapes you talked to a little while ago from Cleveland, and you just brought up the guy's name a few minutes ago. Barry Sanders is the one that said, put the football down and act like you've been there before, not Jim Brown.
Okay. All right. Well, two legendary running backs. It don't matter to me who said it.
Yeah, but they're two legendary. But Barry Sanders is the guy that was quoted saying that. And he's the problem. I mean, you're going to sit there and say the Browns have done nothing over since 1968? Does he remember the 3 years John Elway broke their hearts?
Well, you're a nice guy, Dragon. Thank you. Yeah, what part of Ohio are you in?
Youngstown. I'm in Youngstown down here. I was on the radio too for years down here. I would get on and get antagonistic with people.
So
on
when
there,
when I'm Barry Sanders my ass up on out of here, you can do this show, okay?
I'm not into it no more. I'm getting to be 60 years old, JR. I can't take the beating.
Are you doing the yoga like our other caller who's talking to the young ladies?
No. I'm single and happy. That's the way. But I want to just give you a little hypnosis that comes, like you just said the other day, it comes Sunday. You hit it right on the head. Turnovers are going to decide it. And coaching. It depends on sometimes he can call some really stupid plays and put the Browns in a bad position.
Yeah, well, I don't think it's a matter of coincidence that Harbaugh has a 25-6 record against the Browns. It might be because of his counterpart on the other side of the sideline. It wasn't always
exactly.
Defensive.
And then here's one other thing that there.
Please.
It's our fans that have been the problem for many, many years.
Uh-oh.
And I mean,
go ahead.
Just,
talk about Browns fans. Do it.
I mean, half of them are terrible. You think they just won? JR, there's millions of them that are the same way. It's like they don't want the Browns to win. They'd rather stink for years. They want to be the jokesters on the leaving comments in the group, the rooms, and that there. They want to make jokes about the Browns.
All right. Well, thank you, Dragon. What you doing for the weekend besides watching football?
Oh, that's about it for me. Probably playing on my Xbox or something. I'll get on there. Maybe I caught a 39-pound catfish the other day.
On Xbox?
No. I fished down to Girard Lake.
All right.
And
what you playing on that Xbox? What game you play on Xbox?
Gems of War.
I don't know what that is. Gems of War?
Gems of War, yeah.
I don't even know. I don't know what that is.
It's free. You can download it.
What? I don't have an Xbox. What is that, a shooting game?
No, it's you match gems, and there's cards on the thing, and they hit each other once you match the gems.
I kind of
like
it
like a It's a Pokemon game with gems.
All right. Just don't scam nobody out of $10 million, okay?
Yeah, but I'm, like I said, JR, and I'm recovering from that left you threw. You still got a nice left hook.
Well, thank you, Dragon. Appreciate you for calling from Ohio, man. Gems of War on... That sounds like a terrible game to have on Xbox. To match up gems? It's not like... It's like solitaire, matching cars. Like, what are you doing? You ever heard of that game, Shep? Gems of War?
No.
I'm probably insulting just... It's probably a very popular game. I don't know.
I don't think it's that popular.
Gems of War on Xbox. Yeah, I know Halo. Is Halo still popular? I guess
no. I don't. I mean, Fortnite is the big one today.
You know what? I couldn't tell you if where do you play Fortnite. I know I'm not trying to sound old because I'm not.
No,
but
I have. I mean, I have no idea. I mean,
do you play it on the computer or do you play it on the system?
I am sure you could do it on both. You could do anything on the computer these days.
Right.
I mean, you could play Pac-Man. You could play, you know what I mean? You could play Tetris.
I saw Pac-Man in the office. It's down. You seen the Pac-Man game?
Yeah.
Is it broken
people
yet?
People are not distracted by that at all here.
Is it broken yet?
No, not yet.
Who put it there?
I don't know.
We don't have no games here. No, we have a foosball table here in Atlanta. You know what they got in Detroit, Shep?
It's not fights breaking out in the arenas, is it?
They got a basketball court in the office.
What?
They got a I'm not joking.
You mean we're Odyssey?
They have stands and a basketball court, and they have a mini Planet Fitness gym and a massage room. I'm not joking.
Wait a second. But what?
Whoever the engineer is listening in Chicago, not in Chicago,
Detroit.
In Detroit, he knows. Oh yeah. In the ticket, they got it good.
Aren't they like? Isn't that city like bankrupt? Or sorry, I've heard.
Excuse
me. I've heard.
Excuse
no, I'm
me.
Not trying to be mean. Like I've heard.
What does that have to do with our station?
That's amazing.
They got a basketball court. They have a bar. They have a Planet Fitness gym. The basketball court is like a three-quarter court, half court. It has stands. It has a scoreboard. There is a massage room for you to sit and get massaged.
This is for our company in Detroit?
Yes, yes.
It has a massage?
It has a room.
Yep.
Where it has massage chairs, and you can, sit down and get the kinks out.
Oh,
it
my
has,
God.
Right across from it, there is a mini Planet Fitness room where you can exercise. Yes, in the office.
This sounds like working at Google.
Hey, listen, man. If you want to move somewhere, you might want to move to Detroit.
Well,
it's not. It's in a nice part of town.
Sure.
You know.
I mean, I like where I'm at personally, but that's unbelievable. You know, look,
you could leave. You could get off air. We could finish here.
Correct.
And you can go sit in, or you could play pool. You could pour yourself a drink.
Wow. I mean, that's unbelievable. I mean, like, the thing is, when you work in entertainment, whether it's radio, television, movies, unless you are a star of all stars, you're not getting the creme de la creme treatment. If you work in the business sector, and people know this listening, JR, that work in the business sector or work in the technology sector, you get treated like royalty. So you can bring your dog to work and they have like a dog park for your dog, for God's sakes, right? They have hammocks. They have sleeping places you can go to if you want a nap that's safe and comfortable. You just don't have that in entertainment. So to hear that Detroit, of all cities, has this comfort that, you know, you have in working there, that's amazing. And I know that city has really struggled financially, so good on them and good for Odyssey.
Yeah, yo, shout outs to my main man, Mike G. He just messaged me. He's like, hey, thanks for shouting out. Y'all got the best facility in the whole country. Hey, Shep, I'm moving my show from Atlanta. I'm going to Detroit, man.
That sounds good.
I ain't got time for this crap. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, I'm going to get some more of your calls, and then I'm going to talk about LeBron James, and then I'm going to explain. A matter of fact, you're going to hear why Kendrick Perkins took his damn belt off. This man took his belt off on ESPN. This is nutty. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. Even more nutty on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Oh, listen, I appreciate that so much because I'm glad you have the opinion you have because I have one very similar.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Yeah, it's nice to share opinions. It's nice to have differing opinions. It's all good. That's what makes us human. As long as your opinion doesn't make you a you-know-what, that's not tolerable. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I need to let you know this. It's time to take a look at who's got home field advantage in our weekend NCAA football preview sponsored by Fairfield by Marriott. Fairfield by Marriott is the official hotel partner of the NCAA with over 1,000 locations around the country. You'll always have home field advantage. Visit fairfield.marriott.com to book your stay. You want to know what game I'm looking forward to? The one that Jim Harbaugh may or may not be coaching at. Penn State, Michigan. I want to see if Michigan, if things can go through with this legal stuff. I'm not no lawyer. I'm going to call it stuff. I want to see if Harbaugh is able to coach tomorrow. I know they're trying to force an injunction to stop this proceeding, to have him suspended, or to stop the suspension, I should say. And we'll find out sooner than later, less than 12 hours from now, this guy's supposed to be in action. Supposed to be. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Amongst all of the football that we've discussed tonight, whether it be about Jim Harbaugh, John Harbaugh, the New York Jets, Justin Fields, the Raiders, we did have some basketball tonight. And there was one point in time where I looked up at the screen in front of me and I said, why does Kendrick Perkins have his belt off on television? And then I found out why. The Mavericks smacked the Clippers 144-126. This is now, Clippers are 0-3 now with James Harden. James Harden finished the night with 14 points of 3-6 shooting, pretty crappy. And Luka Doncic, he destroyed the Clippers. 44 points, 17 of 21 from the field. How do you let the guy shoot that damn well? How did nobody punch him in the ribs? 6 rebounds, 6 assists, 44 points. And why did Kendrick Perkins have his belt off on ESPN? Just listen to this.
No, I'm not good.
Wait.
Didn't I tell you? You got a hard head, huh? Didn't I tell you? Every time you against me to strap your shoes up. Didn't I tell you? That's what Luka Doncic does to the Clippers every single time.
Okay. Kendrick Perkins took his belt off and gave an imaginary whooping to a chair and then described to everyone that is what Luka Doncic does to the Clippers. Okay, thank you. I just looked up and I said, this man had his belt in his hand. I said, whoa, what's about to happen here on ESPN? Mickey Mouse doesn't do these type of things. It's pretty wild. Anyway, in another play-in game, the Los Angeles Lakers were able to drive LeBron James into the ground. He had to play 36 minutes in a comeback. The Lakers beat the Suns 122-119. LeBron James had 32 points in 36 minutes. He was 11 of 17 from the field, 3 of 4 from downtown, 11 rebounds, 6 assists. And how old is he again? Oh, yeah, he's about to turn 39 years old in about a month. What the hell were you doing at 39? Were you playing full court basketball for 20 years? Anthony Davis came back and played too. What a shock. 18 points. This was a play-in game. Kevin Durant had 38 points. Bradley Beal had 24, and Devin Booker sat on the bench and watched because all three stars can't play. This being an in-season tournament game, LeBron James gave his thoughts to Lisa Salters on ESPN.
Feels great because it's an in-season tournament win, and we'll take that. We'll take that for sure. I heard it's $500,000 on the line, so we're going for that. We're going for that.
I'm like, yeah, LeBron, what do you need? You a billionaire, man. You don't need that money. Shut up.
And JR?
Yes.
21 years. to be exact. Oh, and with all the playoffs that he's played and all the international basketball that he's played,
25 seasons?
It's actually the equivalent of 26 seasons.
Oh, my God. The man has played 26 seasons of basketball?
It's unbelievable. And this
it's like he fell out the womb and played ball.
JR, I know we use this expression all the time. He truly is one of one. I know everyone wants to make this a Michael Jordan, LeBron James comparison. That's been going on the last 10, 15 years. But let's just appreciate.
It's different.
Let me tell you something. Michael, we love Michael Jordan on the show, JR. You have sent him his flowers and then some. Michael was great, but he looked older with the Wizards. He was still really good, but he still looked older.
Yeah.
LeBron James doesn't look older in year 21.
No, he doesn't. Not at all. Wow. 26 seasons of basketball?
If you count international competition, remember, which he was doing since being a teenager with the United States men's senior team in 2004.
Damn.
And obviously the playoffs. I mean, this guy made 8 straight NBA finals. So think of all the wear and tear that puts on your body. And he was playing in Goodwill games. He was playing in World Cup games. Like, 2020. It's now, by the end of this season, it's going to be 26 full seasons basically in the NBA.
You ever seen Futurama?
I know. I only watch good shows. I have not.
There was a, thank you, Shep. There was a scene, I think they took Ted Williams' frozen head and they put him on like a robot body.
Really?
Yeah. LeBron James, because, Ted Williams is frozen somewhere.
Of course.
LeBron James is going to be, he's just going to be playing basketball for the next 200 years.
You know, it's funny you brought up
on a robot body.
Right. It's funny you brought up Ted Williams because what he was doing in the early 60s, I think he missed 5 years of his prime baseball because of the war. Exactly. But his last year, I think he batted like 330. This is like at 42 years old. He batted 330. He hit like 30 home runs and had close to 100 RBIs, and then the guy hung it up.
In a supreme hand-eye coordination.
He was Barry Bonds before Barry Bonds in terms of he would walk or he would somehow get on base with a hit or home run.
Yeah, he didn't put nothing in his ass to do it either.
No, he didn't change body composition 100.
His
he didn't do 180.
Size,
yeah.
Head size didn't explode, anything like that?
Both not particularly fond of the media, though.
Yeah, Ted didn't look like a happy fellow. He didn't, even as he got old. I mean, you old enough. I mean, what you going to be happy about? But,
Right. But that was probably the greatest moment in the history of baseball, the 99 All-Star game at Fenway.
Yeah, that was right before we thought the world was going to blow up to shreds.
Y2K, I remember
that.
Yeah,
I know.
When LeBron
let's roll Ted Williams out here before we all blow up.
And that was 3 years before LeBron was in the NBA, by the way.
Yeah, LeBron James had a flip phone, yeah.
Right.
I saw it. Marco, can you believe that? LeBron James has played 26 years of basketball, bro.
It doesn't make sense.
Like, I'm tired thinking about it. I'm tired.
I will say there's one thing, though, that makes me think of LeBron being that old is that I have a younger cousin who's now in his 30s, and I remember him being a kid telling me, no, LeBron's really going to be, like, as good as they're hyping him up to be. I remember having that conversation. He's in his 30s. He's married. And now, at the time, I think he was, like, 11. It shows you how ridiculous how long this has been.
Yeah, LeBron is about to be 39. The guy he's married to his high school sweetheart. He got 3 kids. Yeah. He got basically almost two adults. One is an adult. The other one's about to be an adult. The other one is about to be a teenager.
LeBron has a son that's older than he was when he played in the NBA.
I mean, what do we do?
Say that again. What?
LeBron's son, Bronny, is older than LeBron was when he made his NBA debut. And that's LeBron's son, who's playing at USC.
But he ain't playing. He's sick.
Correct. He's on the right. He's on the roster. He's on the scholarship. But he is older than LeBron James was when he was putting 25 up on Sacramento at Arco Arena.
Yeah, he's not even in the league. Could you imagine if he really was playing right now? We'd be talking about something different. I hope he plays. I'd love to see this man play with both his kids. That would just be like you can't write this stuff. You couldn't imagine this. And when they talked about 2003, he's going to be great. He's going to be awesome. It's like you didn't think it. Now we're talking about whether he's going to play with his kids. If you would have told me while I was reading the Daily News with ink on my fingers, reading about this LeBron James guy, that, okay, not only is he going to be good, he's going to play with his son in the NBA. I'd be like, get the fuck out of here. Like, come on.
And not just play with his son. but still being one of the 10 best players. Like, he's going to be better than his son when he plays with his son next year.
And that's the thing. Like, we're looking at it like, oh, can he play 2 or 3 more years? Like, he can play. If you're talking about a guy that, like, you know, 10 points off the bench, he could do that for another 10 years, it seems like, if he wanted to.
And that's not exaggeration.
I mean,
that's not.
If he wanted to. Right. He won't do
right.
it.
Right.
He was supposed to be on a minute. He was supposed to be on a minute restriction. The guy plays the most minutes of any Laker tonight. Like,
at 36.
Right. Yeah, I mean, come on. Done. And the thing is, this is what I don't like, though. I don't like how he teased retirement last year when they got swept by Denver. Brady was never teasing retirement. What? Brady was always making it clear he was going to play till his mid-40s.
Tom Brady retired and came back.
I mean,
okay, maybe
what tease?
Come on.
When he came back.
Maybe not the best example. Okay.
Come on.
That's fair. That's fair. And Michael did come back 2 more times after retiring. So after having retirement press conferences, mind you. Boy, it ain't like he faxed, I retire.
He did it in a great way. Just said, I'm back.
Yeah, well, he did it coming back, but it was a celebration retiring. It wasn't like a Tim Duncan, like in the off-season headlines. Hey, I'm out.
Yeah, it was Michael Jordan. Give him a break.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. We about to take a break. I'm going to take a break and throw it to Marco Belletti for a newsflash before I got to break my ass up on out of here. Here's Marco.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hello, thank you for having me on. I'm new to your show, and I just thank you for educating me on all these sports.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Oh, well, thank you for listening. That's it, right? All I can do is say thank you. 855-212-4CBS. I already told you what I'm looking forward to this weekend. I want to see if Harbaugh is going to coach against Penn State. I want to see the Cleveland Browns take on the Baltimore Ravens. I'm going to fall asleep watching the Raiders and the Jets. And how about this too? I heard this story was crazy. Joshua Dobbs, the new quarterback for the Minnesota Vikings. I know that sounds weird to say. I feel like he's been on the Browns. He's been on the Cardinals. He was the starter. Kyler Murray's coming back. They traded him. He plays, doesn't even practice really, and shows up and beats the Falcons. Pathetic by the Falcons. I just got to admit that again. Joshua Dobbs actually said earlier this week that he was told with the Cardinals that they weren't going to trade him. Listen to this story real fast as Minnesota's new quarterback talks about his life.
So I'm in Arizona last Sunday. We play Baltimore, right? Game ends. JG gets off his podium. He does media before I do. And he says, I'm starting for the Cardinals in Cleveland the next week. So I go to the facility on Monday, and JG, the head coach in Arizona, calls me to his office. And he says, hey, we're going to start Clayton Toon in Cleveland. And this is leading up to Kyler's return. Woke up Tuesday morning with a text from my agent saying, hey, you could be traded today because it's the trade deadline. Listen to this. When I had my meeting with JG in Arizona, he looked at me in the face and he said, you're not getting traded. You're not being released. You're going to be here in Arizona. I was like, okay, cool. I was like, today is about to be nuts. He calls me back at 11. He says, you're getting traded to Minnesota. The last 36 hours, whatever was told to you, something different has happened.
Oh, wow. Well, Minnesota's going to be taking on the Vikings. Minnesota's going to take on the Vikings. Minnesota's going to take on the Saints this Sunday. Let's see what he does there. I don't know if he'll have the same success that he did against the Falcons, because the Falcons let anybody score. It's just what they do. 855-212-4CBS. We got Linda calling from Ohio. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Linda?
Hi, JR. I just wanted to set the record straight. That fellow from Youngstown that called and said he's 60 years old, he would have been about one year old when Jim Brown played in the championship game in 64. And there was no Super
Dragon?
Bowl then. Yes. And okay. That other fellow was right. Jim Brown did say, act like you've been there before, because he didn't go for that after a player scored a touchdown, they would dance around in the end zone. And he always just handed the ball back to the referee when he played. He never threw it around, or he handed it to the referee. And I think everybody, most everybody in Cleveland knows that when he plays under Paul Brown. And also, I didn't know about Ted Williams missing 5 years, but I know Bob Feller missed 5 years. He joined the Navy during the war in prime years. Can you imagine how many wins he would have had he played those 5 years?
Yeah,
with the Cleveland Indians?
There were a bunch of athletes, especially at that time in baseball, who went away and participated in the service. And thank you, Linda. That's
Wait, one more thing.
Well, hold on, Linda.
Ted Williams.
Hold on, Linda.
Okay.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
Ted Williams isn't frozen.
Well, hold on, Linda. Hold on a sec, Linda.
His daughter's book.
Linda, hold on.
Don't cut me off, please.
I am cutting you off.
Okay.
Hold on a second.
Okay.
I'm not going to hang up on you.
Okay, great.
There's a difference, Linda. I just wanted to take the time, because it's appropriate, to say thank you to all of the veterans, Linda. That's it.
Okay.
So now that I've said that, and now that you're still here on... Linda, you be calling up the radio stations and they hang up on you?
No.
Oh, so why are you selling?
I don't call them.
Oh, well, thank you for calling me.
Because,
go ahead, finish.
Ted Williams, I read his daughter's book, his daughter from his second marriage.
Okay.
And she's still alive, I believe. Her brother died, and he was a young fellow. And Ted Williams, they're not actually frozen. She explained it in her book, because that's what I used to think. They're frozen.
What is he?
And I believe it's in Arizona.
His brain.
It's like cryogenics, you know, similar to what LeBron James goes through with the freezing, you know, how
his brain is frozen.
Yes, right. Well, she said it's not frozen, but it is, you know.
Close enough.
Close enough, right.
Yeah,
it's
close
controlled.
Enough.
So when they find a cure, they'll be, hopefully.
Listen, when I'm done, throw me in the dirt and leave me alone, okay?
Okay.
That's just me, Linda. Well, thank you. You good?
I'm good.
Okay. Have a wonderful night and enjoy your weekend, okay?
Okay, you too.
Okay, thank you so much. Good night, Linda.
Good night.
Good night. Yeah, what am I supposed to say? It's like, Linda, isn't that from a show? You know what I'm talking about, Shep, right? Isn't there like something where it's like a little kid. He's like, Linda.
It's Mister.
No, there's like a thing where the kid is, I think he's talking to his mom. And he's talking to his mom and he's calling her by her first name. And he's like, Linda, listen. I think I know what it is.
The TV series called Linda.
No, there's a little kid. Yes, Shep, you got to find this. I think it's Linda. It's on YouTube.
Well,
it's a kid. I guess he listens, you know, as kids, they emulate their parents in the house. I guess the father constantly talks to his mom and he's like, Linda, listen.
You give me so the show. I promise you I can find it. I just don't know
you
the show.
You found it already?
Yes.
You did?
No, I'm saying if you give me the show, I can find it.
No, it's not a show. It's on YouTube.
Okay.
It's a little kid. And if you just search Linda, listen, little kid. Linda, listen, little kid. There's a little boy who pops up, and he's talking to his mom. And Linda, listen. It's cute. We like cute kids. John is calling from Rochester. What's up, John? He's not a
but
cute
kid.
But
I have to yell at you guys.
Listen. No, let's hear the – John can wait. Let's hear the kid.
But I have to yell at you guys.
Linda, listen.
Yeah, that's someone who heard that from his father. Anyway, Jonas is longer than that. Jonas calling from Rochester. What's up, John?
Hey, JR and Shep. Hey, congrats on 4 years.
Hey, don't remind me. Thank you, though.
And, well, first of all, I agree with you guys. I got to give my props to LeBron. He's
amazing athlete.
He's invincible, and, yes.
But the real reason I called is the Buffalo Bills.
Okay.
All right. Well, in the media reported, they had a players-only meeting for the offense today. And I just want to know what you think about that. Well, what do you think that means, you know?
Well, John, I'm gonna answer you, and I got to do it quick because the show's about to end, and I'm going to answer you right now. I'm not concerned. Well, I am concerned. For weeks I wasn't, but now I am. Their schedule isn't going to necessarily get all that easier. I know they got Denver and the Jets coming up, but they got Philadelphia, Kansas City, Dallas. The Chargers will put up a fight. I don't think New England is going to be a rollover, even though they suck. And then you got Miami. I think we're in the same damn space we've always been. Josh Allen doing too much. Daniel from Chicago, you're on CBS Sports Radio. You got to do it in 10 seconds. Say it quick.
Oh, man, I'm a friend of the nation. I got 10 seconds. J.R.?
8.
Okay, congratulations on your coming 4 years anniversary, okay?
Well, thank you.
So I understand what you said about Justin Fields. I think everybody is thinking about maybe Justin Fields is going to go to another place. You know, we're going to draft a quarterback, maybe Williams.
Okay.
You know,
gotta
USC.
Finish. Gotta
yeah.
Finish.
So maybe that's what we're going to do. Thank you, and have a nice day. I enjoyed listening to you.
Enjoy the weekend. Thank you, Daniel. Much love to you. Thank you. Yeah. Well, actually, folks, the four-year mark will be in March. I just said to myself, whoa, this is basically four full calendar years that I've basically done, just about, in 2020, 21, 22, 23. And that'll be in March. So don't wish me 4 years until March. But yeah, I've been here a while now. It's like college. I need to graduate. What comes after your bachelor's? Shep, help me. What, master's?
You know it.
Yeah, get my master's. Either that or I drop out. You've been listening to the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I'll be back Monday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. If you want to hear me again, how about this? I'm going to be back on the radio at 1 p.m. Eastern time, talking to all the wonderful people in New York City. That'll be fun. You're not in New York and you want to hear me on the radio? You want more of me? You really do? Just listen on the free Odyssey app and pull up WFAN. You can find me everywhere at JR Sport Brief. Shep, where can people follow you?
At Shep on CBS, JR.
And Shep will be here when? Sunday morning?
Sunday morning, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern time. Correct, sir.
Yeah, but don't leave here now. Why? Because I'm done. But Ryan Hickey, he's coming up next. He's great. I like Ryan.
Let's face the facts. Everyone wants to feel valued, especially your employees. In fact, a 2023 study found 78% of business owners say benefits and retirement plans improve employee retention. Employees want to feel secure in their jobs and their finances. At Principal, we help you invest in your people. Because investing in your people is investing in your business. Learn more at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy?
Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Ew, gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.